From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. During the last legislative session, Senator Ben Nevers fought hard for the expansion of Medicaid in Louisiana under the Affordable Care Act, but ultimately a bill to put the issue on the ballot didn't even make it out of committee. But the legislature did pass another bill from Nevers compelling the State Department of Health and hospitals to come up with a plan for Louisiana to pilot America Next, which is Governor Bobby Jindal's alternative to Obamacare. DHH put out their initial report in response a few weeks ago, and Senator Nevers is here to talk about what's in it. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy, for having me. And certainly, the people of Louisiana deserve good quality health care. And naturally, I was disappointed that we were not able to allow the people in our state to vote, you know, whether they chose to expand Medicaid in our state or not. But the facts are Louisiana First, America Next was actually a plan that our governor, Bobby Jindal, released across the nation calling it America Next. And I just wonder why Louisiana was not first in his mind. But I understand that he released this plan, and certainly I took it, and I took a piece of legislation I had and gutted it and placed his plan in the bill. It overwhelmingly passed, you know, both the Senate and the House, and was sent to his desk, and he signed it. But disappointingly, the report that I received basically is nothing but smoke and mirrors.
Were you, with this America Next legislation, were you trying to get Governor Jindal and DHH to sort of show their cards in terms of what their real plan was for dealing with health care coverage for the working poor in the state?
The Louisiana First America Next plan provided insurance for people between 100% of the federal poverty level and 138%. Those are the people that work every day, that are making minimum wage or very small wages and cannot afford to purchase health care insurance. Oh, I was trying to help the people of this great state. That's my intent. But the facts are they've shown their cards. There is no plan. There is no plan to better health care in this state. If you read this report, you will find that it says we must first repeal the Affordable Care Act. Secondly, the legislature needs to pass legislation that does certain things, tax equity, health care savings accounts, and all these things. The legislature needs to do that. But the administration had brought no such plans to the legislature and asked us to adopt it.
Are these ideas things that you might, though, propose to bring up, craft legislation around yourself?
Sure. I'm looking at the legislation. And let me say this. Secretary Kleber has agreed to assemble groups to work on each one of these suggestions. And bring that information to me. But once again, I think it's the administration's responsibility to make this a part of the governor's package in the spring. I mean, this will be his last year in Louisiana. If he truly believes that America Next, the plan that he submitted for this country, is one that's a good plan, and he says that these five things can be accomplished here in Louisiana, surely they would be a part of the governor's package in the spring.
What do you think about the set of ideas that's in there in terms of legislation that could allow for, I guess it looks like the intent there is to allow for more flexibility in providing insurance coverage?
Well, certainly, I think the recommendations are good, and I think we need to work toward, you know, trying to find some solution to each one of them. Tax equity is a huge part of this, and I certainly want to work with them and the legislature to try to provide that. Price and quality transparency is one of their recommendations. Certainly we're for that. And we need to expand access to all our people. Primary care is one of the most important building blocks of health care anywhere in this country or anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Pooling mechanisms, we should allow all small businesses to pool with others or any groups to pool with one another and purchase health care insurance. And, of course, another big one is cross-state insurance purchasing. But I might, you know, say that on page 3 of the act that I provided for and filing the bill as well as the legislature overwhelmingly passed, It basically says the Department of Health and Hospitals shall create and administer the plan within the department. and the department shall promulgate rules to implement this chapter in accordance with the Administrative Procedure Act. So we gave the department a lot of latitude to actually create and implement a plan. And what they came back with is we need to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which we cannot do. That's a federal plan. And then they said the legislature, and every one of these, the legislature, doesn't say anything about the administration or DHH. So it's just convenient for them to place the blame upon someone else and to say that, you know, it's not their fault, it's our fault.
As you said, the report that is the initial response from DHH to your legislation basically says that the state can't do anything to pilot this American Next plan, Governor Bobby Jindal's alternative to Obamacare, until that Affordable Care Act is repealed. Do you buy that? Is there any truth in that in terms of the rules and regulations that govern the Affordable Care Act so constraining the state of Louisiana that it can't try to institute some sort of alternative plan or mechanism for covering the uninsured in this state?
Amy, let me say this, that I believe there are ways to do this. As you look at states, even Utah is submitting a waiver plan that would be very, very flexible. But unfortunately, our state has not submitted, to my knowledge, any plan asking for the flexibility they say they need to utilize the dollars that's available to us. Now, if you can show me that plan where we submitted asking and requesting the flexibility that they say they need, and it's been turned down by the federal government, I might could understand some of that.
Ben Nevers, State Senator from Bogalusa, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure, Amy. Thank you for having me.
I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is WRKF.